You're listening to Pass the Paintbrush here on K-Chung Radio. I'm your host, Evan Walsh. I'm very excited to have a good friend and a wonderful musician and music lover, Tim Phillips, on the program today. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Evan. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Welcome back to K-Chung.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, you guys, well, I know Tim for his musical project, 10 Stairs, but you guys are probably also familiar with Young Hunting, a wonderful band that Tim is a member of. And you may have seen him play with our good friend Ryan McGregor of Ryan McGregor's Orange Confusion.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, so did you, you brought some tunes for us today?
I did. I brought a bunch of tunes, actually. I'm excited to play some stuff.
That's great. Should we just get right into it?
Sure.
Let's do it.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
right. Well, you're listening to Pass the Paintbrush here on K-Chung Radio. I'm here with my good friend Tim Phillips. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Evan.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well, actually. That was a really nice, like, calm down from work.
Oh, my God. I had such a stressful and hectic day today at work, and somewhere about the 20-minute mark, I just crossed over and became really present here at K-Chung, and it was really nice.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, man.
No problem. Yeah, I drove through traffic on the way to get here and then put down the needle. These new needles you got are really,
oh my
really
God,
freaking
I'm
nice.
So jazzed about
it's
them.
Kind of incredible.
Yeah.
They're like better than my ones at home.
Oh, no.
It's like radio station needles never were this good.
Well, we've been doing that that DJ night at the Melody Lounge. Past the Paintbrush listeners.
Where's the Melody Lounge?
Second Thursdays at the Melody Lounge here in Chinatown. My buddy Iyad and I are doing a DJ night. We're doing pop, wave, and psych music.
Nice.
At the Melody Lounge, second Thursdays.
That sounds excellent.
Yeah, next one is August 8th.
August 8th.
More to follow. But Tim, tell me what you've been playing, man. I've been really digging on this so far.
Oh, yeah,
or we can
sure.
just keep rapping or, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll go through the songs I played. So far, the one I started out with was by Robert Burns and Ron Dexter. They present the Golden Voyage. It's volume one. I think there's two volumes. The track I played was called Golden Voyage, and it's a great record. Pretty much all the tracks are as strong as that.
And that one has a really crazy, awesome, hand-drawn looking cover that's like super like colored pencil and beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's pretty amazing.
Super 70s.
We could put
style.
That on the Tumblr.
Is on the Tumblr.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. Now, but
not later.
For sure. The next track after that was a Philip Glass track called Islands off of Glassworks. And that led into Focusing Within by J.D. Emanuel. That's from Wizards, which is a pretty epic album.
Oh, it's classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're into the new age genre at all, it's essential.
That was the third track, and it comes after two tracks that are like sort of disorienting, not rhythmic hardly, and it goes right into that track, which I kind of, you know, gave you for free. But it's a pretty amazing experience going from that disoriented sort of synthy like almost overload and then dropping you into this like solid rhythmic driving journey.
It's like you bought Boardwalk and Park Place and you didn't even have to do the first three sides of the board.
Right. The track after that was a Susan Siani track called The Eighth Wave. It was from The Velocity of Love. She's playing sometime soon at Cinefamily, which is totally worth checking out.
Mm.
I don't know the date for it, but they have some awesome shows.
Cinefamily with the amazing programming lately.
Yeah.
Yassos.
Yeah.
At Cinefamily. Did you go?
I did go.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I was out of town.
They had an area in the front. They took out two of the couches and they set up blankets and pillows and people could just go in and lie down. So I was lucky enough to lie down like right there and just trip out for like a good solid hour.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It was really, really fantastic.
Was he really good?
He was great. Yeah.
He was great.
He had visuals too, which he made himself. And it was like off of this like old hardware unit that I heard somebody say it had a floppy drive like thing in it for saving, but it was like he made them all and it was awesome. There was like this, yeah, it was kind of amazing. There was this one sunset where there was a palm tree like just in the water and then none of it was like, you know, actual imagery, but it was beautiful.
That's awesome.
A lot of beautiful colors.
Yeah. Also, Pass the Paintbrush listeners, if you're not already into Yassos, check him out. It's spelled IASOS. He's the Greek contribution to New Age music.
Yeah. Still going strong.
Still going strong. Like 30 years later.
Totally. And, Numera Group is putting out something by him. And so they were running the...
Did they just reissue his big record? The white one with the gold thingy that just got reissued, which is it's currently available and it's really hard to track down an original.
Mm. Yeah. But now you can. Now you can track it down.
Now you
thanks
can
thanks to Numero Group.
Track it down. Thanks, Numero Group.
Another track I played was by 10 Tricks Point Never. It was from Zones Without People. There's no tracks on that record. or no track names on it, which is really fun sometimes. So I can't give you a track name, but it was the last track on the first side.
One of those tracks.
So it's identifiable.
You can find it.
Yeah, it's easy. It's out there. After that, I played two songs by Robert Fripp and Brian Eno off of their album Evening Star. I couldn't stop that like transition. It's beautiful. That's the first two tracks, Wind on Water and the title track Evening Star.
Another classic here on Past the Paintbrush.
Totally.
Only classics.
And that song you just heard was by Mark Isham. It's off of Vapor Drawings, Sympathy and Acknowledgement. So, yeah, it's beautiful.
Windham Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
there's
right.
There's some samplers you can get out there. Yep, you got it.
For sure. All right, so you ready to kick us back into the second session?
Yeah, this track coming up is by Harold Budd. It's off of Lovely Thunder. Enjoy.
Take it away.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Pass the Paintbrush here on K-Chung Radio. I'm here with my dear friend and special guest, Tim Phillips. Hey, Tim.
Thanks for having me on the show, Evan.
Oh, it's a real pleasure.
It's been really fun.
So what did you play this last body of tracks here? Been relaxing to your grooves and jams and drones and
excellent
and smooth.
I'm glad. Yeah, I hope situations. You all have been too enjoying the tracks. All these groovy tunes.
Yes. I'm actually completely zoned out right now. they work too well.
I'll take it from here then. that first track that you heard of this set was by Harold Budd. It's a track called Sand Treader off of Lovely Thunder. That was followed up by a Brian Eno track called Unfamiliar Wind off of On Land. The two of them have collaborated in the past in various musical projects, one of which was on the same series as the On Land record. That's the Ambient 4.
I wonder if anybody's ever like really written out all of the people that Eno has collaborated with over his career.
I think there are like websites devoted to that.
It must be like so epic ones. Of a list.
I found one and it's like straight out of 1998 like website.
GeoCities.
Yeah, but like it's like still hosted, which is kind of amazing.
Amazing.
I actually found out that there's this thing called NeoCities.
NeoCities.
That somebody made in honor of GeoCities, in memoriam, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And it's with that same sort of like free internet, like open creativity sort of thing. Uh-huh. Where instead of like, Blogspot, you put up, you have a format, you sort of fill in, you put your content into that like aesthetic. Huh. But then this sort of brings back that you can just create whatever you want. And then there's the tools to make it actually look good.
Huh.
They're like, use this tool. It's open source and you can just use it. So.
NeoCities.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. I need to make a website.
There you go. I can help you make a website.
Huh.
Yeah.
That sounds
awesome.
We'll
talk about that later.
We'll talk about
that
later.
Maybe not on the air. Or if you really want to. No. We'll talk about some more music. There was another track that I played. It was by three hitters in the synthie sort of new age scene, Steve Roach, Kevin Brahaney, Richard Bermer. They made this album called Western Spaces, which is pretty fantastic.
Yes, track it down.
Yeah, you heard one of the more upbeat songs on that album called In the Heat of Venus.
With some like wild, like percussive noise parts.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it goes from there to like really... It actually fits into the namesake of Western Spaces. There's these like really sparse, deserty, windy sort of track that's pretty awesome of a like a landscape kind of thing.
I really wonder how much the Western Spaces, being out here in California has influenced me to really like appreciate and understand this type of music, and whether I would have been really open to it if I didn't live out here, how that affected it all.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I can't say because I live out here too. So maybe if we could send a question out to our listeners outside of the West Coast.
Yeah, if you have any comments on that question, email me passthepaintbrush@gmail.com. And
we'll talk about it next time.
We'll talk about it.
For sure.
Yeah.
I also played a track by John Hassell, another one of those Harold Budd, Brian Eno musicians. He played on a lot of like Talking Head stuff.
Harold Budd?
No, John Hassell.
Oh, John Hassell. Right, yeah. Right.
And you'll like, once you start to listen to his music, then you'll be like, holy shit, that's like, he's just like, got a solo. And it's like totally like weird and awesome at the same time. So it's really fun to like
crazy.
Pick those out. You'll just like, there's even like, like just like random like Talking Heads tracks.
Yeah.
They'll just pop out there.
Huh. That's like, wild. Oh,
that's John Hassell.
Cool.
Yeah. He's great. He still plays music, which is kind of awesome. But he pretty much just plays in Europe, which is,
that's the drill.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People listen to more of that there.
It's true.
Yeah. But you guys are awesome.
Hi.
That was off of Earthquake Island. That was one of the earlier, earlier catalog, more of the like, jazz, more jazz in there. Following up that track was, And I by Sun Ra off of the Inner Treaty. Then cutting into that track was Franco Falsini with that really awesome guitar ripping, like, I can't even.
He's so epic.
Yeah.
If you guys are into Franco Falsini, he was the leader of this band called Sensations Fix, which is really worth looking into.
Yeah. Also really awesome.
70s Italo prog epic awesomeness.
So check it out. Evan had me check that out. I actually was like, oh man, I got this Franco Falsini record. He's like, holy, wait a minute. Like, this is, you know, you hadn't heard of.
I didn't know
stuff.
He had done solo stuff and was really obsessed with his group stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't really hip to the group stuff. And then, you know.
But, you know, combine the two.
That's why you have friends, right?
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, man, I played another John Hassell on John Hassell song. Pulled another one out for you. I didn't even realize.
This is Brian Eno and John Hassell night here on Past the Paintbrush.
Yeah, there you go. John Hassell topping out with two tracks. That was off of Magic Realism. That was the third track on there. It's also called Three. And then following that was Urn's Pressure of Speech off of A Following Shadow. And you're about to hear a Bitchin' Baja's track, short, lovely number, off of Water Rackets.
All right. Well, Tim, thanks so much for coming on the air.
Thanks for having me. And thanks for listening.
Again soon.